Over 100 people recently attended a public hearing at Elliott County High School in Sandy Hook about the various options for fixing the 12-mile stretch of Kentucky Route 32. The meeting allowed those there to make comments about the three options the Cabinet is considering for the dangerous part of the highway. Alan Blair is a spokesman for the Kentucky Department of Highways District 9 office in Flemingsburg. According to Blair, Kentucky 32 does not meet the current safety and traffic regulations.
If we look at that road based on today's design standards, more than 90% of the hills do not meet the 55-mile-per-hour design speed that we would design a roadway today. In addition, the curves on the road, more than 85% of those do not meet the 55-mile-per-hour design speed.
Blair says, so far, the public has shown a preference for Alternative 3 for the reconstruction of Kentucky 32. That option entails building a new road north of the original highway, and it would be straighter and have wider lanes than the old road.
When you design a road to meet the traffic standards and the speeds that are on that road, then you're going to help improve that safety in the long run.
Although Alternative 3 is so far the lead option for the reconstruction of Route 32, Blair notes the Cabinet will gather more feedback from area residents before starting the project.
The feedback is positive, and if everything goes well with the review from the Federal Highway Administration and the environmental assessment from the public hearing, then that would be the alternative that we would move forward.
The Transportation Cabinet's plan is to begin renovating Kentucky Route 32 next year. At this point, Blair says officials are not ready to release an estimate for the project. You can view maps and gather further information about the Kentucky 32 project on the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet's website for District 9 of the State Department of Highways. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.